Philippians chapter 1. Verses 3 to 7. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7.
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. The verse I want to highlight is the sixth verse. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. How many of you believe that? Amen. I want to title the message, A Good Work. Look at somebody and say, good work. It's actually not much of a message. It's just a small word of exhortation. Amen. I want you to just take your eyes off the Bible and just look around for a second. Just look around. Just look around. What do you see? Just look around. Just turn around. Look around. What do you see? Huh? Come on. Nobody sees anything? Lord, open their eyes. Look around. What do you see? You see a lot of people, don't you? But you also see a beautiful sanctuary, a beautiful building. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you see that? How many of you see a very beautiful sanctuary? A beautiful facility. Well, when we bought this place, it was not anything like this. As a matter of fact, if my memory is right, right up to that point, it was full of water. There was no land. The water was still there. And I think we had to fill this part of the property with mud. We had to put mud and fill it up. It didn't look like anything that you see now. It was pretty ugly, dirty, bad. But look what it is now. Are you with me? Amen. And you have no idea. You have absolutely no idea on what it's going to be. How many of you think that this is just only half the work done? There is something more that God is going to do. There is something more that God is going to do. And there is even going to be a bigger facility, bigger number of people, greater number of souls being saved, greater anointing, greater giftings, greater blessings going to be manifested in the house of the Lord. Amen. But it all began by the hand of the Lord. Are you with me? It was a journey. There were a lot of hiccups or bumps on the way. But it's a journey. And it's the same thing about your life. It's a journey. It's a spiritual journey. The day you have invited Jesus into your heart to be, your Lord and Master, you began a journey, a wonderful journey. Paul is saying to the church in Philippi, listen, you were in fellowship with me for your faith in Christ. We started a journey together. And Paul is saying, I am writing this letter from the prison. There are little hiccups, little bumps, little trials, temptations. It looks like certain failures, little messes here and there. But I want you to be confident. Are you with me? Look at somebody and say, be confident. I want you to be confident. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, be confident. You have to face life with confidence. Are you with me? Look at somebody again and say, face life with confidence. When you go through trial, when you go through negative situations, when you go through temptations, when you go through struggles, don't let go your confidence. Be confident. Once again, say, be confident. Oh, some of you are not confidently saying that. Hallelujah. Look at the person sitting next to you and say, listen, I expect a little bit more confidence in you. Be confident in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I gotta face my future with confidence. Look at somebody and say, I gotta face my future with confidence. Anybody has nightmares about their future? Anybody has fears about their future? I pray this day it will vanish away from your hearts, and God will give a courage, a confidence that comes from the Holy Ghost, that all is going to be well with you and well with your family and soul, because Jesus is in charge. Face life with confidence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Being confident of this very one thing. What's the reason for your confidence? It says there. That's the first point. Christ started it. Open your mouth and say, Christ started it. Amen. Jesus began the good work in your life. You didn't start it. You thought you began it. But it is Jesus who began the good work within you. So open your mouth and say, Jesus started it. Christ started it. Christ started it. Being confident. You know why you're confident? Because Christ started it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Christ started it. Whatever comes in your life. Whatever. And I mean whatever. Are you with me? Whatever. Whatever comes in your life, nothing happens in your life without God knowing it. He signed it. He allowed it to happen. I'm not saying God was the author of certain bad things that happened in your life, but what I'm saying is there is nothing that is happening in your life which Jesus has no clue about. He knows it. Are you with me? Jesus started the good work within you, and everything that has come in your life, God knows it. He is still in charge over it. He won't allow you to be defeated. He won't allow you to fall down flat. He is the God who is the lifter up of your head, and He will magnify His name and in you and through you. If you believe that, put your hands together. Bless the name of the Lord one more time. If He started it, be confident. If He permitted something, there is a reason for it. Many a time we try to figure things that is happening in our life with our human intellect. But there is a far bigger God. Are you with me? He loves you. He cares about you. He's got your future in His hands. Praise the Lord. A future with prosperity, blessing, and hope. And He initiated. He started the good work. Therefore, be confident. Wow. Hallelujah. I'm preaching good. Praise the Lord. I'm preaching good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He started it. If He started it, He knows what the end is going to be. Are you with me? You have no clue, and I don't think I also have a major clue on what the finished product of the church is going to be. But I know it's a good plan because He started it. Praise the Lord. He started it. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. There are bumps in anything that you start, whether it be ministry, whether it be relationships, whether it be marriages, whether it be business, whether it be studies, anything that you feel that is begun in your life, you think there are bumps, there are gutters, there are challenges, but be confident. Are you with me? Be confident, because the Lord who began the good work within you, He will bring it to completion. He's a God who is faithful to His word. Be confident. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many a time people, when they go through a tough situation, when they go through high drama in their life, they make life-altering decisions. Big challenge. Somebody rejected them. Somebody didn't pick up their call. Somebody didn't respond to them. Somebody didn't love them. Somebody, you know, fooled them or tricked them. They make life-altering decisions. Don't do that. Remember, Christ began the good work. Are you with me? We have Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He began the good work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The second point, very simple exhortation. Christ is doing it. Jesus is doing it. Look at somebody and say, Jesus is doing it. He not only began, you think He's silent, you think He's forgotten, you think He's not seeing the challenge that you're going through, but he is doing something which you cannot see with your natural eyes. Only with the eyes of faith, only with trust in your heart can you, hallelujah, have peace in your mind, knowing that he is doing something marvelous behind the scene for your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I like to sometimes look into the mirror and say, he's working on me. Are you with me? I'm not a finished product. He's still working on me. Praise the Lord. Anybody feel like a finished product? Amen. Hallelujah. He's still working on me. We used to sing that song. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. You remember that song? The sun and the stars and the moon, he created just like that. But he's still working on me. He's doing it. I don't know how, but he's doing it. Amen. You know, when a building is constructed, when a work is going on, many a time, just like that cloth, you will find there are cloths or something that is covering up the work that is going on inside. You don't know what's happening inside, but there is something covering. But there's a work going on inside. Scaffolding. Some structure that is built up, but a work is going on inside. Are you with me? The same way, you can't see anything outside, but the Bible says here, he who began a good work in you, he's doing something in you. Christ who began the good work in you. There's nothing happening outside, but somewhere he's fixing me inside. Somewhere he's developing me inside. Somewhere he's teaching me to be more patient inside. Somewhere he's making me more dependent on him. Somewhere he's shaping me. Something he's doing inside. I don't know why things are not changing on the outside. I can't realize or I can't fathom why things are still the same outside. But thank God, he's still working on me. He's still working in me. He's still doing a work in me. Therefore, stop fighting. Stop complaining. Are you with me? When every challenge takes place in your life, remember it is to develop you. Don't get discouraged. Don't give space for discouragement. Maybe your breakthrough has not come outside, but through that trial, through that temptation, through that struggle, something somewhere he's doing inside of you. He's still working on you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He's making you somewhere. You don't realize it. For most people, their simple goal in life, you know what it is? The simple goal in life? God, make me happy. God is not there to make you happy. The joy of the Lord is definitely a strength. But God doesn't want you to keep that as your goal. The goal is, he's working in you. Are you with me? He's developing something in you through that trial. You looking at your neighbor sitting next to you, you think they have no problems in their life. But oh boy, there is something that God is doing inside of them. There is somewhere God is allowing them to be humble. There is somewhere that God is allowing them to be more patient. There is somewhere that he's making them dependent. Hallelujah. He's doing a work in you. Oh, come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Sometimes you go through a tough marriage, but you don't realize, do you, that God is working in you? You're trying to change your husband. It's trying to change your wife. You're trying to change your kids and control the whole situation at home, and you're getting miserable and hurt and challenged. But hello, wake up. Christ is working in you. He's teaching you to forgive. He's teaching you to let go your ego. Praise him. Come on. Did I miss somebody here? I mean, did you miss that point? Are you catching what I'm saying? Are you catching it? Catch it? Galatians 5:22. You caught it? Hallelujah. Love, joy, peace, patience, faithfulness, meekness, gentleness, self-control. He's developing in you. He is coming for a church without blemish or spot or wrinkle. He is coming for a glorious church. Hallelujah. His goal is not to give you a promotion in your workplace. The promotion will come. Hallelujah. Your career will succeed. Your business will do well. But his goal is to make you perfect for eternity. And he is developing his work in you. So be confident. Look at somebody again and say, be confident. Be confident. Confident. Amen. Hallelujah. Be confident. And the third point and the last point. Christ will finish it. Look at somebody and say, Christ will finish it. He will complete it. He will complete it. Be confident. What the Lord has begun, He's still doing in you. And He will complete it. He will. Open your mouth and say it with confidence. It is God's word. He will complete it. That's why I say it's crazy to quit. Are you with me? Sometimes when people are going through a process, they quit too soon. Most of the time what happens is people are focusing on the moment. Now. They don't realize He's still working on them. And before He calls you home, before your time is up on earth, He would have completed the good work that He's begun in you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Christ who began. You're confident of facing life. Why? Because Jesus begun it. Jesus doing it. And He will complete it. Is it simple enough? He will complete it. Lift your hands. Give a shout to Jesus. Give a shout to Jesus. Amen. Open with me to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. And verses 11 onwards. 11 to 18.
Now it happened, as He went to Jerusalem, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as He entered a certain village, there met Him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when He saw them, He said to them, Go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.
Hallelujah. The 10 lepers. I wanted to title a message, I wanted to title it actually, Where Are the 9? But just to emphasize the point that I was saying, Jesus was going through Samaria and Galilee, and He entered into a certain village, and there stood 10 men who were leprous far off. Isn't it amazing that God always looks for people who are rejected, who are alone, and who think they are very far off, who feel disconnected, who feel they don't fit anywhere, who feel that they are in the wrong place, people who feel they're far off. Jesus saw them. He went into their village. They had a problem. We know that they had a problem of leprosy. The skin was losing its pigmentation. It is contagious. Leprosy is contagious. It makes you an outcast. People reject you if you have leprosy. But they stood far away. They feel they were not plugged in anywhere with anyone. They stood far away. But God connected with them. Are you with me? God connected with them. Why did God connect with them? Because the Bible says here, they cried unto the Lord. The simple way to get God's attention is not to light a candle or to burn incense. The simple way to get God's attention is to open your mouth and your heart and call on His name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some people say we won't call out, we won't cry, we are not emotional people. We are well behaved, we are very civil, we know how to behave in church. But let me tell you, a real crisis comes into your life, you will really, really, really call on Him. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. They called on Jesus. They didn't call on any men. Most probably the disciples of Jesus were there with Jesus. They didn't call on the pastor. They didn't call on Peter. They didn't call on anyone else. They called on the Lord. Look at somebody and say, call on the Lord. Look at somebody and say, call on Jesus. You know what they called Him? Many of us are willing to say, Jesus, You are my Savior. But they called and said, Jesus, Master. In other words, Jesus, we're going to give You full control. You're going to be master over us. You're going to rule over us. You're going to be in charge over us. There is something that happens in your life the moment you begin to say, Jesus, You are my master. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. There are some of you, you are holding back something from just allowing Him to rule over you. There are certain things that you're holding back. You're not surrendered. You're not just letting go. Won't it be very peaceful if you can say, Lord, take complete charge. Just take complete charge. I don't want to figure things out in my life. Just take complete charge, Jesus. Just take complete charge. Not only did they call on Jesus, not only did they say, Master, but they said, and the word, which is powerful, which you don't hear in most of the congregations. They called and said, have mercy on us. Open your mouth and say, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Mercy, somebody said, is when God gives you what you don't deserve. Are you with me? You deserve punishment. You deserve curse. You deserve sickness. You deserve bondage. You deserve hell. But God doesn't give that to you. He gives you mercy. He gives you heaven. He gives you healing. He gives you forgiveness. He gives you, hallelujah, joy. He gives you peace. That's mercy. Look at somebody and say, hallelujah, trust in God's mercy. The Bible uses the word mercy. The Bible uses the word tender mercy. But we know the scripture which says in Lamentation chapter 3, the mercies of God are fresh and new every day. God is not going to give you stale, old mercy. Are you with me? He's going to give you fresh mercy every day. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I want to highlight this point. Just one, this point. The 14th verse. They were leprous. The Lord came to them. And the Lord gave them a very simple instruction. You know what the instruction was? Go show yourself to the priest. In other words, just go to church. Just get going to church. Just go to church. But the problem is, when Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest, it was the custom at that time, if somebody had leprosy, they were excommunicated from society, and if they were healed, the priest had to examine them. And the priest had to validate they were healed. They don't have leprosy. But the problem here is, When Jesus said, go show yourselves to the priest, they still are lepers. But he who began the good work within you, he will bring it to completion when you obey a simple instruction from his presence. They just obeyed. They just went walking. We do not know how many miles they walked, how many days they walked, how long they walked, how tired they were. Sometimes they might have been dragging their feet. Sometimes they might have been running. Sometimes they might have been, okay. We don't know, but they just obeyed. But the Lord who spoke the word, he made sure he brought it to completion. In the process of their obedience, what happened? Suddenly they looked at themselves. Sometimes it is good for you to look at yourself. Are you with me? You came to church, you came with a problem. Going back, just take a look at yourself. Most probably you would be healed. Your problem would have vanished. You turn around and look at the journey that you're making, the journey that you're making, the road that you're walking, and you realize if you take a good look at your life, in the journey, you will find there have been goodness of God over your life more than anything bad that has happened in your life. Are you with me? Oh, come on, church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Most of us have got spiritual amnesia. We forget all that God has done. One of them saw he was healed. He looked. If you really look at your life, you will know that he who began the good work within you, he's done a lot of work in you. You still think there are a lot of things that needs to be sorted out, but take a good look. He who began the good work within you, he's done a lot of his work in you. Praise the Lord. You are not where you were or what you were. You have been brought with a price. You've been redeemed with a price. God has set you free. He's brought you so much. Hallelujah. And he will complete the good work that he's begun in you. Praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When one of them realized he was healed, he came back. He knelt down, worshiped God, and the Bible says he opened his mouth and shouted out and glorified God. See, there is something when you are a work in progress, when you realize that Christ began the work in you and he's doing a work in you. You learn to glorify God no matter what you're going through. And you learn to worship him no matter what you're going through. Because you're confident that he who not only healed you will also speak salvation into your life. Jesus looked at that person and said, not only are you healed, but today salvation has come. You are saved. You're completely delivered. You're completely set free. You are ready for heaven. You are ready to be with me in eternity. I've completely set you free. Hallelujah. He who began the good work within you, he is doing the good work, and he will perfect that which concerns you and bring to completion the good work within you. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and thank Jesus for that. Trust him at that. Hallelujah. And give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory and praise. Give him glory and praise. Amen. So amidst the work, learn to obey simple instructions. Learn to glorify God. Learn to keep on walking. And learn to keep on worshiping. Because he who began the good work within you, he will bring it to completion. Look at somebody and say that once again with joy. I don't know why some of you have got this sad faces. Look at somebody and say, he who began the good work within you, he will bring it to completion. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Close your eyes in prayer this evening. Would you you take some time to just lay your life at the feet of Jesus today? Maybe you are afraid, maybe you are not confident on facing future. Maybe you don't know what life holds for you. But the Bible says, be confident. Be confident. Be confident. It's a command. Be confident. Would you say to your own heart, I'm going to be confident in Jesus? Open your mouth and say it. Say it to your own soul, I'm going to be confident in Jesus. I'm going to be confident in Jesus. I'm not going to be afraid of my future, of my life. I'm going to be confident in Jesus. Because he who began the good work within me, he is doing his work in me. I might not realize it, but he is doing some work in you. Don't fight him. Don't resist him. Don't rebel against him. Just allow him to be the Lord and the master over your life. Let him rule over you. Give him control over every area of your life. Over your finances, over your relationships, over all that you hold dear. Give him control. Give Jesus control. Don't tell him what he should do. Be willing to listen to what he has to say. Say, Lord, instruct me. It might be a simple thing like go to church or go show yourself to the priest. In your journey, just keep walking to obey. And in between your journey, open your eyes and look at yourself and see where you are, what he's done in you. Instead of saying, he has done nothing much in my life. It might be in your marriage. It might be in you raising up children. It might be in your finances. It might be in your ministry. Allow Jesus to be the master. Give him control. Rebellion is as great a sin as witchcraft. Don't rebel. Say, Lord, I'm obedient to you, Lord. Obedient to you. Do your work in me. Because I know you will perfect and complete the good work. Submit to God today. Open your mouth and say this from your heart if you mean it. Say, Jesus, I don't want to be rebellious. I don't want to resist your grace. I don't want you to pass me by. I want you to be my Lord, my Master, my Savior. Jesus, rule in my life. Come into my heart. Come into my body. Come into my system, Lord. Come into my world. Take charge over my life and all that I have. I give you complete control. Jesus, you are my master. I need your mercy. I call on your name. For everyone who calls on your name shall be saved. I call on your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Forgive me my sin. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Let me never resist your work. Do your work within me. I trust you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. Jesus, you are my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fill me with your confidence, your courage, your strength. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Lift your hands and praise him.